Well, this news update is being brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, right here in Bad Axe, out there in Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven, and by Agri Valley Services and the AVS Tech team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Agri Valley Services is your provider for better internet and tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Well, hi, good afternoon, or should I say good evening by now. My name is Mac Kelly with an update on your news. Authorities say suburban Detroit police officers responded to calls about a man who was assaulting family members, fatally shot him after he pointed a gun at them. Acting Warren Police Commissioner Charles Rushton says the man came out of a home armed with a handgun and pointed the weapon at the officers, who then opened fire. Rushton says that in defense of the officers, several rounds were fired at them first. Police say life-saving measures were attempted on the man before being taken to the hospital, where he died of his injuries. The incident occurred about 1:45 p.m. on Friday. No officers were injured. The opioid epidemic, resulting in the loss of lives and lawsuits against the manufacturers that resulted in settlements in the billions of dollars under preliminary settlements, Michigan will receive about $16 billion, which will be shared with counties and local municipalities. Tuscola County's share will be just shy of $3 million from the initial lawsuits. Plus, there are several other lawsuits still pending, so the overall settlement money is expected to be more as each lawsuit is settled. But that will be paid over 18 years, explained County Controller Administrator Clayette Zechmeister, knowing there are restrictions on how the money is to be used. From the settlement funds, 85% has to be used for opioid recovery, prevention, and harm reduction services. The money can also be used for buying naloxone and other medications that reverse overdoses. The 15% that is left over can be used for any purpose, she said. The county will have to report on how the settlement money is used. For more information on this article, you can view the full written story on thumbnet.net. Although the first concert in the village of Elkton is about 2 months away, the music venue has been established. The Elkton Lions Club Parks and Recreation released the lineup for this year's Elkton Music in the Park, which you can go see on their website. The free concerts start at 6:30 p.m. with food trucks on hand a little bit earlier at 5 p.m. every other Friday. The concerts start to wrap up in August because summer always seems to go that fast. Gnomes, you know, those quirky statues people often have in their gardens, are flying off the shelves in Augusta National. The Masters Gnomes have been selling out within a couple of hours every morning. Patrons are more than willing to pay $50 for the ceramic figurine in hour-long lines. It has become a highly coveted collector's item. Augusta National has been selling the one-foot-tall golf-centric gnomes, which come in different designs every year since 2016. One seller listed the collection of 8 Masters gnomes for about $16,000 on eBay. Others have already visited the shop and returned home to post them on eBay for nearly 10 times what they paid. 12 news organizations have issued a joint statement calling on presumptive presidential nominees Joe Biden and Donald Trump to agree to debates during the White House campaign. The organizations say the rich tradition that's been a part of every general election campaign since 1976 is more important now than ever during what they call this polarized time. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates has set the dates for three meetings between the candidates and one for vice presidential nominees, but it's still up in the air as to whether they will take place at all. Trump didn't debate during the Republican primary series, but has often said that he's willing to take on Biden. Joe Biden says it all depends on Trump's behavior. We'll be right back.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky for a free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Area farmers, are you taking advantage of all the benefits of John Deere Precision Ag Technology? Call Tri-County Equipment at 810-321-5333 to take advantage of this amazing technology with your equipment. Precision Ag reduces your input costs through better machine management and application accuracy. It increases your yields by improving every aspect of your production process. It relieves operator and equipment stress by automating repetitive tasks and enabling remote diagnostics. And all this improves your bottom line. And we know margins can be thin. So improve those margins with John Deere Precision Ag Technology. For no obligation consultation, call Tri-County Equipment's AMS Technology Support at 810-321-5333 and start improving your bottom line.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
That news update was brought to you by AgriValley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. AgriValley Services is your provider for better internet and tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, and they have 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills and Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.